Yeah.
Yeah, like you need
being
to...
Being left disheartened like that and disappointed.
I think we need to just, you need to adopt, like, the way pilots are trained to communicate, even when things are not too good on that flight.
Imagine.
The turbulence is...
You're way up there, then the pilot is panicking, the way he's giving you that message.
You have to give hope, even if you're crashing, the pilot has to give you hope.
Like, we'll make it out here alive.
Yeah, that's just what it is. So maybe that's what the issue is. Maybe just came off quite arrogant and yeah. So it could just be that. Josh says this is the same minister who has issues with Chief Mwakasea. I mean, there's that to it as well. So maybe people just misunderstand it. Maybe people misunderstand the minister. And yeah, I think I need to talk to him. I can offer some consultancy services. Yeah, I know how to tell bad news in a nice way.
Yeah.
I mean, can you agree?
You know how to tell bad news in a nice way?
Yeah. So like right now,
mm-hmm.
I have to nicely say that we are late for the news.
Mm-hmm.
The news is supposed to start at 8.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8:01. So I need to find a way of nicely putting it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Do it.
I do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Lucille Gondre is here for the main news, which starts now.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
Imagine having the financial freedom to live life on your terms. With the Absa Ultimate Plus account, you can manage your finances, save for the future, and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Social anthropologist accuses UPND government of health sector neglect as volunteer doctors threaten mass withdrawal. Mining expert questions government's silence over latest Kafue water pollution. 6 injured after man sets people on fire at Colorado rally for Israeli hostages. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. Social anthropologist Dr. James Musonda has criticized the UPND government, alleging deliberate neglect of the health sector, accusing authorities of prioritizing political spending over the employment of essential healthcare workers. Health Minister Elijah Muchima yesterday said volunteering is not a guarantee of employment and that government currently has no funds to employ resident doctors who are volunteering in public hospitals following an announcement that volunteer doctors will withdraw their services effective Monday, 2nd June 2025. Dr. Musonda believes that this statement undermines the role of resident doctors who continue to serve under difficult conditions without pay, saying it is inexcusable and arrogant for Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima to claim that volunteering as a doctor does not guarantee formal employment. He says it is baffling that while government claims it lacks funds to recruit much-needed doctors, it continues to allocate resources to activities like the delimitation exercise, by-elections, and other political ventures.
It is completely inexcusable and arrogant of the Minister of Health and of the UPND government in its totality to come out and say that volunteering as doctors does not make it mandatory that they will be given a job in a way that seems to undermine their contribution. This country lacks doctors. It lacks nurses. It lacks the healthcare. This country has reached a level where the disease burden is going to go up. Why? Because the aid has been reduced.
Meanwhile, Robert Kapasa Makasa Financial Education Memorial Trust Director, Finance and Administration, Emmanuel Kangwa, has challenged government to prioritize those who volunteer as doctors during the next recruitment of health workers, as opposed to dismissing their efforts.
As good as they did the service to the people of Zambia, they do not qualify to get any incentive, since it was from their bottom of their heart to contribute through volunteering. However, I would wish to counsel the government that they should also consider conducting a balancing act when it comes to recruitment of the public servants, because a large number of people are employed as teachers, nurses and doctors last time, over 40,000. But we expect next recruitment, the government should consider these doctors who have been volunteering.
Mining expert Charles Molila has described as unfortunate the silence by government in disclosing the entity responsible for the recent Kafue River pollution in Chililabombwe. The pollution recently led to the suspension of the Molonga Water Kafue plant, leaving residents in Chililabombwe with erratic water supply and access to safe drinking clean water. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Molinda has called for punitive measures against mines found guilty of environmental negligence, emphasizing the need for accountability. Mr. Molila has also stressed the importance of proper waste management mechanisms to prevent similar incidents in future. He has urged government to take responsibility by naming and holding the culprit entities accountable.
I think it is a well-known fact. We must be able to know, it is in Chilabombo, is it Mimbula, is it Konkola? It is easier to establish that, because just mines have been existing for a long, long time. And as we've been talking about, I mean, it's the time overdue where we need to now use the environmental, the social and governance. Let's ensure we implicate these companies so that they abide by the rules and the regulations that governs environmental protection.
Government recently confirmed that the Kafue River had been polluted and ordered the immediate suspension of Molonga water supply and sanitation operations as investigations were instituted to establish the source of the pollution. The National Food and Nutrition Commission, NFNC, has named boosting of agriculture production at country level as the long-term solution to eradicating genetically modified organisms, GMOs, and ensuring safety of food for consumption. This call comes amidst public concerns following the National Biosafety Authority's recent decision to grant two companies five-year permits to import products that may contain GMOs, which include assorted potato and cornflakes, as well as Hungry Lion chip spices. Authority Deputy Executive Director Mathis Mahuru has emphasized that once Zambia can produce a surplus of non-GMO products, local food processors should prioritize using these domestically sourced ingredients over potentially GMO-containing imports. Mr. Mahuru has advised local agribusinesses to diversify their focus across various agricultural products to boost national food security and reduce reliance on imported goods, especially those that might contain GMOs.
So for us as the National Food and Nutrition Commission, we want a food secure Zambia. We want a country that would have produced diverse foods that will also input, you know, in our processing industry, so that we have a variety of products that would be made from our own indigenous foods. I think when we reach that point, obviously the discussions around do we or can we proceed with permits for other foods that might not, you know, really speak to what we are producing and the available products on the Zambian market, you know, would definitely needs to be looked into.
Meanwhile, the Zambia Consumer Association ZACA Executive Secretary Juba Sakala says this continues to be a health threat for consumers and has called for strengthened regulations as Zambia risks losing lives to compromised food.
So our call to NBA is to make sure that they have enough staff at the port of entry and in their distribution points as well as the retail outlets, to make sure that whatever has been permitted to come into Zambia, it's only that product, not any other. We know that these, some of these crisps, they've been in this country, and some of them, they've been found to be in